Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today we're here to talk about local small business help.
Yep.
With our special guest, Bill Burnham of the FSBDC.
Yeah.
The Florida Small Business Development Center. At USF, I have a question that is, I think, is part of a big fear of why people probably don't go to your organization. I mean, don't people come and ask a lot of really stupid questions?
Well, I'm the one who will always say, and I know it's cliche, but there really is no such thing as a stupid question. The only stupid question is one that doesn't get asked because you know if you don't ask the question, how are you going to get the answer?
and that's exactly kind of what I was going with it, because I knew you were going to say something along those lines, because that's what it is that people are so afraid of going and asking a basic question because they fear that they're going to look like a fool going to you and wasting your time with such a stupid question, when really it's a basic question you've been asked 500 times.
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, everybody understands because, you know, again, because the monogramming business is on my mind because we just finished the webinar, everybody understands that, you know, maybe you are a stay-at-home mom that's been doing embroidery for friends and family from your house for 5 or 10 years. That you have never run a business before or financed a business or had to do government paperwork before, right? So you can ask those questions and not worry about anybody judging you for what you know and don't know.
Yeah, and it's really just that. And I don't think there's also anything wrong because people do it all the time on the phone with us. And I like it when they say it. People just say, I feel like this question I'm going to ask is stupid. And and I actually think that's great that people say that because they're admitting that, like, oh, I'm kind of scared to ask this question.
Yeah.
And then this way I can come back with, you know, hopefully a light response that makes them feel better. And I think they should do the same with these organizations. Just say, you know, I feel a little uncomfortable with some of these questions because I feel like I should know this already. And I'm sure somebody like Bill is going to come back and say, it's perfectly normal that you don't know that. Let me show you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really what I generally tell them is that's what we're here for.
Right, yeah.
That's our charter. That's what we get paid to do is to help you through this process, whatever that means, whatever that takes.
That's awesome. I wanted to, because we've talked a lot about startups and those initial questions, and that does represent a lot of people that listen to our podcast. But we've also got this whole other set that maybe they've been doing custom bling T-shirts for 2 or 3 years, or they're actually what I would call mid-sized shops, and they're bringing enough money to, you know, to support themselves, and they're ready to take the next step. And that's either going retail and getting a new shop or adding serious equipment. You know, like maybe they've started out in about the $5,000 range with what they've invested, build up some money, and now they're ready to go to the 50 or the 75 and start a bigger or grow into a bigger company. Mm-hmm. Is there a separate set of resources or a different set of resources that you guys offer, or a conversation that you have differently with people that are already in the business?
Well, it certainly is going to be a different conversation because obviously they've gone through all the initial startup type activities, but there is some crossover. You know, the whole financing question has to be answered, which, again, part of the business planning process may be invoked in that situation. We're going to try to help them work through what are the best alternatives for what it is you want to do. both in terms of, you know, say maybe equipment selection or location selection. Let's say they're looking at a retail setup, a brick and mortar setup. We would try to help them understand what they need to be looking at in terms of evaluating those locations, both in terms of the market support and the financial aspects of that, what it's going to cost. So yeah, absolutely. The, you know, when it comes to financing, we even go so far as to work with them as they work with the banks to talk to the banks and maybe intercede on their behalf at certain points to get issues resolved. A lot of times what I'll do when somebody comes in that situation is to ask them if it's okay, because everything we talk about with the clients is confidential, so we don't share their information with anybody outside of the SBDC without their permission. So I may ask them, hey, would you mind if I talk to a couple of our banking resources to go through your situation with them and see if this is something that they think is feasible, that we can get it done. So, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of resources that, as I said earlier, that we can apply to the situation from startup all the way through exit and everything in between.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And this is all funded on the state or federal level?
Well, our funding comes from several different sources. As I mentioned earlier, we do get some funding from the Small Business Administration. We also get some funding from the state of Florida. We get some funding from USF because they are our local partner. And then we also raise some of our own funds through private resources. We are, in order to get the level of funding we need to provide the resources that we provide, we do have to generate some of our own funding as well. So it's kind of a conglomeration of a lot of different sources that end up making up our budget.
Gotcha. I really can think of few better investments, you know, for tax dollars and providing this kind of support.
Yeah, and I think that for me, the big takeaway I get from this, and I hope people get takeaway from this, is whether you've been in business for years or you haven't even started yet, you should check out what your local organization has to offer you, whether it's a little brief consulting meeting on some questions you're not sure where to go, or if you take a class that they offer, or you take advantage of some sort of partnership they have with another organization like a university or something, where you can take a class and go and learn something new.
Yeah.
Even if you think you're the best at everything, if they offer a short business finance course, take it. Like, yeah. You're going to learn something new and you're going to do something better for your business.
Honestly, I disagree. I think there's only two times that you should take advantage of something like this. One is if you have a problem and you need some help solving it.
Yeah.
And two is if you have no problems, everything's going well, you want to see how you can do better.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two times.
Yeah, it sounds perfect to me.
All right. Okay. Everybody, this has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Biela from Coleman & Company.
And have a good business.